What up, all you traders and investors out there? Thanks for joining me once again. This is Trade Doc, an eye on the market where I go over a list of 32 ETFs and look for opportunities. It's been a while since I did a podcast, so doing this on Theta TV as well right now, and that's Theta, the Theta token. And now Theta Token's trading at 12.24. Looks like it just broke structure to the downside. Might see a retracement to 12.85. But I plan to upload this on Theta TV for my first upload. Do this on a weekly. So check that out, Theta TV. Look me up, Trade Doc. So I have the Theta chart up here and Theta Fuel. Theta Fuel is trading at 35 cents. So we'll see where it goes from there. But with the market, it's been just keep on pushing bullish for the last week. So oil keeps on staying up. I've been doing a lot of trading in the crypto realm, trading a lot of MARA, M-A-R-A, Marathon Patent Group, and E-B-O-N, which is Ebon. They do is they make rigs. It doesn't look like they're pumping as much as the miners themselves. So that's what I've been trading up and down. So MARA has been kind of volatile this last week. Good action on the ups and downs. But still holding my core position in MARA. Also, the cannabis sector, like SNDL, just went underneath a dollar. Hopefully it held support at a dollar. Another one that's IDEX. They've been kind of moving south still, trading around $3, but not too much action this week. Mostly crypto on the bounce with MARA and with the other, like Bitcoin Cash, moved up to 665. So let's take a quick look at Bitcoin Cash, 668. It's like they did another V bottom. So they've been looking pretty bullish as of lately. So they're trading like a flat top. The structure is pretty bullish, so I mean, I used to have a lot of Bitcoin Cash and then I sold out of it. Some of it was for a loss, and that's because I pretty much got talked out of holding Bitcoin Cash. But Bitcoin Cash trading at 669. MARA closed a day at $49. Also looking at Movie Block, which is another crypto, trading at 2 cents. IDEX is under $3. So IDEX has kind of been a disappointer. The volatility is high, so selling calls has been working out very well, which is help me hold on to that position. So that position still getting paid on that. But without going any further, nothing major in the news. Let's just get into the broad 32. So first up, we have USO, that's oil, trading at 40.64. Looks like not too much action. They've been basing out here between the 41s and the 40s. So could they take a leg lower? Nobody's willing to know, but they've been kind of consolidating at that level for the last 2 weeks. So that's USO trading at 40.64. Translated to oil. Oil is at 59.34. Next is XOP, trading at 78.49. Prior high was 92.24. That was about 3 weeks ago. And they're kind of the same, been not consolidating as long as oil, but it looks like it's in that pattern between the 86 and 77 area. Next is OIH. OIH trading at 184.50. Prior high was about 3 weeks ago, which was 230, which was a pretty good increase from where it's trading at right now. Still consolidating, trying to make this level up, hold on to the 186. Right now it's either gonna come down and retest like the 155s, or it can maintain those levels and retest the highs of the 200 or 220s. It's OIH. But I really haven't been trading energy and oil and those commodities. Volatility is still low on these. So next is UNG. It's natural gas. Trading at 9.28. Prior, the very lows was 8.21. I changed the prices. This is all. Prices have changed and everything because of reverse splits. But UNG looks like it could be bouncing up or maintaining that level. Next is XLM. And XLM has been consolidating between the 55s and the 47s. Volatility is pretty low. They've had a pretty good rise. Most of them in there is Halliburton, Kinder McMoran, Schlumberger, ExxonMobil, Chevron. But those are the ones that are going to be moving this ETF. But it looks like it has more legs to have a steady upward rise. So these companies here just mentioned, you know, having those would help another rise. Say, from where it's at now, test another 15% up. A little 15% upside to that, which could be traded well with spreads. Again, volatility is low. Next is XLU. That's the utility sector. And they'd actually done surprisingly well in the last month, moving from 59 to 65. Utility sector is always something that's risk off, and you can say. So I can see this sector continue to move up as people get a little bit more cautious on stocks. But if they don't, the stocks keep moving up, then XLU might just keep on trading between these levels of 65 and 59. Next is in the industrial sector, and they just made all-time highs on Friday at 160 cents. 160 cents a share. It'd be nice to know like what companies. Oh, what do you know? XLI. So you got CSX, Southwestern, Ingersoll, Union Pacific, Eaton Corporation, Lockheed Martin, Johnson Control, PACCAR Inc., General Dynamics, Honeywell. They're all on the industrial sector. And Honeywell, Johnson Control, Illinois Tools. They're up well over 2%. So those are the kind of the companies to look at. But the industrial sector looks like it's been moving up slightly, so that's pretty much been a good trade for the last couple months. Had a consolidation period around November to January, but after that, set up a double bottom at the end of January, and it's just been moving up from there. Double bottom was at 85, so a nice increase of 17 to 18%. Industrial sector might be one to keep an eye on. Next is the material sector, XLB. And XLB is trading at 80.05, set an all-time high of 80.94. And it looks like they're steadily rising. Sealed Air Corporation was up almost 3% on Friday. Mosaic is in that, up 1.39%. Martin Marshall Material. And Sherwin-Williams was in there. So another one, XLB is probably another one to keep an eye on. Check out the companies in those. Next is XME. This is one of my favorite ETFs. I just got out of it before that rise, as usual. Here we have like Alcoa and FCX. But Alcoa is probably doesn't weigh that ETF as much anymore. Alcoa kind of like falling off. But XME trading at 39.50, all-time high was 41.98. I can see this continue to rise, especially the metals and mining sector. And the volatility is low, so buying spreads be something that works. Next, MJ sector. MJ and Kara is almost trading at 29.18. That was one of my favorite stocks. I had it for a long time. Just never get back into it. But trading almost at $30. Probably that's all-time highs. But I mean, MJ trading at 22.31. Could see another pop to see if it can close above the 36. Next, XBI. That's biotech sector. All-time highs is 174.86. Right now trading at 129.63. And again, this is one that's been lagging, kind of like basing out around these areas of 130. So we'll see if they keep on basing out there and give us a move to the upside. Next is XLV, the healthcare sector. Healthcare sector has been consolidating since January, pretty much, where they set up an all-time high January 26th at 119.18. Healthcare sector is now trading at 117.98, so that's not too far from the all-time high. Kind of set up a V bottom here on the beginning of March. So I can see this consolidating between these levels of 112 and 119. Next is the retail sector, and the sector has been booming. It's at an all-time high of 99.24 at the end of January, and now it's trading at 92.21. So they've been ripping. Good place to have been is on the retail sector, because since the beginning of the year, they're up, and that's including today, they're up 40%. So they're up 40% since the beginning of January. So, you know, for the last 3 months, 4 months, that's not bad. So that's the retail sector. Next is consumer staples, trading at 68. It looks like that was all-time highs, was at 69.40. Right now they're trading at 68.92. And Procter & Gamble, Walmart, Coke, and Pepsi are in that sector, and they're kind of a little bit on the lagging side. So those are probably good companies to trade to the upside, because they have a little bit of catching up to do. That's the way I look at it. Another one, consumer staples. Next is XLY, consumer discretionary. And Amazon, Home Depot, McDonald's have just been, you know, having a little bit of them. Would have been up 20% from the beginning of March till now. That's a 20% increase on those three companies: Amazon, Home Depot, and McDonald's. The ones that are moving, the consumer discretionary. So that's another quick take. You can probably see a retracement in here, but that just shows you a lot. The consumer discretionary would have been up 17%, 15%, so that's not that bad. Next is SMH, which is a semiconductors, trading at 256.08. All-time high was 258. And they're kind of consolidating here between the 223 and 256 level. Volatility is pretty low, so we can probably see a good consolidation trade to a little bit of neutral deltas. Next is the real estate sector, IYR. And the real estate sector pretty much posted an all-time high of 94.67. Just a couple days ago on Wednesday. So real estate sector is another one from, say, the beginning of January till today. Been up 13%. So stock's been moving up pretty substantially for being early in the year. Next is XLF. This is a financial sector. and trading at 35.15. All-time high was 35.99. So the financial sector should probably see another pop. More moves to the upside just slowly. It's been consolidating here for a couple weeks. Probably consolidate a little bit longer. Next is TLT, trading at 137.50. And they've just been dropping all year long for a while. Next is GLD, trading at 163.27. GLD made an interesting structure where it double tested the 157 area. So it could hang out here unless it wants to retest again. Right now it hasn't really done a strong move to like break these levels. So most likely we'll see a little bit of consolidation between the 157 and the 166. Next, the gold miners GDX, trading at 34.73. This is another one that's going to like follow gold a little bit, except for they having a little bit more, they formed a higher low, which is a little bit favors them to the bullish side. So if we see gold turn, gold miners will obviously increase percentage wise compared to the gold. Next is UUP, that's the US dollar. They had bounced up and they keep on making their move to the upside. So, I mean, with the S&P, it's been up. Then I wanted to take a measurement to see how much it's moved up since the beginning of the year. It's up 3%. That's pretty modest. Figuring that it's come down from the 25s. Right now it's trading at 24, so it's almost even. Next is the QQQ, and it looks like they're stretching out, trying to break their all-time high of 139.05. Right now they're trading at the all-time high of 339.05. Right now they're trading at 337.11. So the structure here looks like they could have a stretch the upside, and most likely a hold. So, I mean, they got pretty good momentum right behind them right now. Next is IYR, been lagging, been consolidating all year, since the beginning of the year pretty much, between the 205 and the 230 area. So we'll see if they can break to the upside. Next is the SPY, SPY, made an all-time high of 411.67. So the SPY along with the NASDAQ looking to keep on pushing their all-time highs. Next is FXI, that's China. They're kind of like starting to curl up a little bit here. Might have just found a little bit of support. But then again, they've been kind of neutral. They're at the same area. They're at the same place they started the year at. Difference is that they were up 17% until they started coming back down in the beginning of February. So right now they're kind of neutral for the year. Next is India, INDA. They've been consolidating pretty much all year. These prices are 41.85. So, I mean, they're just going to keep on drifting higher. I think it's this consolidation period might be close to over. So, good time to start accumulating. I mean, I think that's kind of like what I'd like to do. Start accumulating some positive deltas and just for some long trades. So, out of all the ETFs, India is the only one that kind of looks like it's ready to move. And actually, this one as well, RSX, which is Russia. They kind of been trading this channel. And the channels has an upward slope, so that's two pieces of good news. So as long as the channel has a upward slope, it's safe to go with something bullish, especially if it's trading at the bottom of the trend line. So it wouldn't be a bad idea to again place some long-term trades with some positive delta. Next is EFA, that's the Eurozone, and made an all-time high last week of 78.05, right now trading at 78. So trading close to those all-time highs for EFA. Next is Mexico EEM. They kind of came off their kind of retracing, came off the highs of 58.60, right now trading at 53.55. Don't know if they found support there, but had a pretty good bounce around the 52 and 51 area. Next is Mexico. EEM was emerging markets. Sorry about that. So emerging markets had a pretty good bounce off of 52.50 and 51.50. So pretty strong support at those levels. They're worth noting. And EWW is Mexico, made an all-time high of 46.10. On Thursday, had a small retracement on Friday. Still looking bullish. Last but not least, is EWZ. I used to trade this a lot. I think I might just start trading it again. Right now, it's making a kind of bearish structure. Don't know if this is going to be support or not, but I have a lot of markings, been trailing this for a while. Stopped trailing it just to trade stocks and options, but I'll probably be trading some of these ETFs for just for income, just to suck data out of it. Especially EWZ has always had a higher than average volatility. Anyways, thanks for listening, all. Y'all trade safe out there. I'll see you next week. It's Trade Doc, Eye on the Market. Peace. Yeah.